top of mind. Bitcoin traded as high as $79,500 on Friday before settling near $78,000, putting the week on track for a by more than 24% gain, the best weekly performance since March 2023. The primary catalyst was Wednesday's Treasury announcement to at least double long-dated bond buybacks to 4 billion operation from 2 billion starting September 9, which triggered a historic 2.75 b single-day short liquidation and pulled long yields off near 20-year highs. Trump's simultaneous White House meeting with Coinbase, Kraken, Robinhood, Ripple, and others, and his push for a fair version of the Clarity Act, added sentiment on top. The September 15 Senate procedural vote is now the single most important near-term binary for positioning. Market structure. BTC $78,000. Friday, up 24% on the week, briefly touched $79,500. Over 3.1 B in crypto shorts were liquidated Wednesday, BTC accounting for 1.65 B, the largest two-day short wipeout on record per CoinGlass. Elo Tech warns the short base is largely exhausted. The next leg requires genuine spot buying, not forced covering. Spot ETF flows hit 1.6 B plus for the week through Thursday, with 608 IOTAs on Thursday alone. BlackRock IBIT 503 mil. August cumulative inflows reached 2.07 B, already surpassing the prior 2026 monthly high. Bernstein notes combined ETF assets crossed 85 B orders from 70 bars in June. Strategy's 8-4-hour 447 BTC is back above its $75,385 average cost basis by 2 billion at current prices. Bernstein says cash reserves cover 2.8 years of dividends. Expects BTC purchases to resume as STRC approaches $100. Stablecoin liquidity caveat. Bitfinex flagged a 14B decline in stablecoin exchange supply since May. SSR at 1169 versus Jan high of 1283. Analysts disagree on severity. Bernstein sees macro-driven liquidity improvement as sufficient. Bitfinex calls the rally unfunded until stablecoin supply turns. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act, CPTON 15. Cloture vote is the hard deadline. Trump told executives the bill would keep us ahead of China, while CFTC Chair Selig warned he'll pursue unilateral rulemaking if the act stalls. Senator Gallego, DAZ, says Congress can still pass it, but flagged that White House ethics counteroffers have repeatedly come back blank or further back. 60 votes needed. 6 Democratic votes remain in question. World Liberty Financial received OCC preliminary conditional approval for a national trust bank charter to issue, redeem and custody, USD1, current market cap, SOT 4B. Warren, Blumenthal and Reed called it corruption. World Liberty counters that OCC career staff made the decision under delegated authority. The 1.4B Trump family crypto income remains the Clarity Act's single biggest political obstacle. OCC stablecoin rules, Genius Act. Comptroller Gould committed to finalizing implementation rules by November, targeting Jan. 18 statutory deadline. Digital asset chartering activity up 8x versus Biden era. Only permitted issuers will be able to offer payment stablecoins once provisions take effect in January 2027. Circle separately won a banking license for certain US activities, single-sourced FT paywalled. Details limited. Network and industry. Cold card hack losses confirmed at 112 mil plus, 1,798.6 BTC across 8,600 plus addresses, per Galaxy Research. Root cause was a 2021 firmware change routing seed generation to a software PRNG with 140 bits of effective entropy. CoinKite released a mandatory fix Thursday. OKX reported record exchange inflows the day after the exploit, reversing the post-FTX self-custody trend. BitBox separately patched 2 severe firmware vulnerabilities. No funds lost. Miner AI pivot economics. 9 public miners generated 341 melas in AI HPC revenue in H1 2026 against 5.1 B in CapEx, a 15.1 ratio. Core Scientific, TerraWolf, and Bitdeer led gains. Q2 AI revenue up 52% QOQ. Hut 8 signed a second 15-year, 352 MW data release at Beacon Point, total 704 MW, with Benchmark raising its PT to $195. Meta Planet plans to seed NASDAQ-listed Super League Enterprise to be renamed Super Planet with 21.100 BTC, 135 MAST, and 2.5 MELBATAS cash, creating a U.S. Bitcoin treasury platform to access American capital markets. Deal closes Q4 2026, pending shareholder approval. Bitcoin Optech, your Carrefour 18. Static Bitcoin Core binaries now available for testing on x86, Seed64, and Arch64 Linux. Removes runtime GlyBC dependency and improves reproducibility. BTC Pay Server issued a critical security release requiring operator action. Macro linkages, Treasury buyback program, 4BE operation on 10 on 30 Wawa bonds starting September 9, initially pulled the 30 Wawa yield from a 20-year high of 5.311% to 5.19%, directly triggering Wednesday's BTC and gold rally. By Thursday, yields partially reversed, 30 Wawa back to 5.266% after Trump's Iran economic D-Day rhetoric. LPL Financial called the buybacks a band-aid that doesn't fix the structural yield problem, relevant if rates reaccelerate. U.S. debt crossed 40T. Interest payments now exceed Medicare at 1.40-year, trailing 12 months. Analysts are split. DeFi-side commentators frame it as long-term BTC demand debasement hedge. Bitunix warns persistent deficits could eventually push yields higher again, pressuring risk assets including BTC. S&P 500 headed for its first weekly loss since late July, down 0.9% Thursday. While BTC rallied, a notable divergence. BlackRock's report characterizes BTC's 10-tier rolling correlation to the S&P at 0.18, arguing speculative excess has been largely purged and correlation should normalize lower. Standouts, Upbit, South Korea, 24RR volume surged 273% to 1.84B, largest since mid-March. Presto Research calls it return chasing, not rotation, and warns Korean capital follows rallies rather than starts them. Two Binance employees detained in the UAE amid police inquiries, single-sourced, NYT paywalled. No details on charges or timeline available. Franklin Templeton received first SEC clearance to hold tokenized assets, Benji Money Market Fund, inside conventional ETFs and mutual funds, with implementation possible as early as Q4 2026. Maya Protocol halted its network after a 6-bug exploit drained $1.4 million in Bitcoin. Details still emerging. Standard Chartered's Jeff Kendrick wrote that his 100K year-end BTC target may now be too low. Characterization, not a price forecast.